Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264. Or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. If you would like to schedule an intake visit, press 3. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
You put our phones in?
Could you just speak to them and, you know, schedule it, and I'll just hear today so don't take it over.
Okay, last time they told me I can't, I have no say-so in this stuff. So.
No, it should be. It's just to tell them that you're the daughter and you're the point of contact.
Okay.
Good morning, and thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. My name is Gretchen. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Janice.
Janice, are you calling today about an application for yourself or someone else?
For someone else.
What is the name of the applicant for whom you're calling in regards to?
Carolyn Kutz.
What's the last name again?
K-U-T-Z.
Okay, and Jennings, what's your last name?
K-U-T-Z.
What's your relationship with the applicant?
Her daughter.
And I'm also putting some pieces of personal information in. Please note that we will not speak with anyone about the application without your verbal or without her verbal written consent.
Okay.
Can I please have her date of birth to look in her case?
July 13th, 1970.
One moment. July 13th, 1970. I am not finding her record. Do you have the Harmony ID number?
No, she doesn't have, we're trying to set up an appointment for her to get evaluated. She doesn't have, she's never been with you guys
so
before.
So this is the first time calling. She doesn't
yeah.
have an existing case then. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have power of attorney for her?
No, I'm her daughter. She has mental issues, so I help her with her appointments and everything.
Okay, you can provide us information for your mother and a referral, but we would need her verbal or written consent before we can move forward with the application. So you can provide us her information and provide us a telephone number, and we can contact her to move the application forward. Otherwise, we will need to speak directly with her or receive written consent for us to be able to discuss any information with you. So how would you like
I'm also on the phone. I'm from Family First. My name is Naftali.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that there was somebody else on the line. What is your name again?
My name is Naftali.
Spell it.
Naftali.
Your last name?
Winkler. Winkler.
And who do you work for again?
So I work for Family First Care.
Is this like a doctor's office?
No, we're a home care agency. We're helping
Jenny
to roll them up.
Home care.
Okay, so she just tries to schedule an appointment for her mother. So she's the point of contact for her mother. She will be with her, but with the assessment. So she just tries to schedule the date.
We cannot schedule the date until we have had verbal or written consent from the applicant to assist with that.
Even if it's a daughter or a point of contact of the patient?
That's correct. We would need verbal or written consent from the applicant to be able to provide assistance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
So the options are she can add the mother to the line so we can get verbal consent. She can provide all of the information for the applicant, and we can then outreach and complete, you know, a call and speak with the mother about the case. Or she can provide all the information, create a referral, and then she can send written consent in order for her to become a representative. Her mother will need to sign a letter stating that she would authorize the daughter to become her representative. And once we have received the written consent, we will be able to assist her with scheduling the appointment.
Okay, not a problem. We got it.
So how would you like to move forward, Janice? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I asked how would Janice like to move forward?